Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. and Canada remain locked in a trade dispute, with Canada expected to announce retaliatory measures after the Trump administration enacted 50% tariffs on $20 billion of Canadian goods over the weekend. This comes, of course, after trade talks between both countries broke down. How do you feel that these tariffs can have an impact on the Western New York economy going forward?
I think the tariffs always can hurt in terms of what happens for the Western New York economy. It makes everything more expensive, and I think we're already having problems with inflation. So when you have the tariffs, that can create some problems on the trade, and that can also hurt the outlet malls. It can hurt some of the shopping. But I'm more concerned with the tariff talks that are talking about the auto sector, which are going to start in January if they can't negotiate a deal. Those will have a massive impact on the U.S. if they put a 50% tariff on all auto parts and steel and all of the autos coming from Canada. That would be huge.
Is the auto industry the biggest industry or business that will be impacted by these local tariffs, or maybe what other businesses will face a steep impact with these tariffs?
I think for right now, there's limited impact for those. I think it's limited to like $20 billion worth of products, and hockey sticks were one of them. So the hockey players, for all the kids hockey getting things from Canada, will be impacted. And then there was a few other items on that list that are being impacted. We're already being impacted from the U.S. perspective on the alcohol, because Canada has pretty much shelved most of the spirits coming from the U.S. in response to previous tariffs. So I think there's some impact that's going to happen on these newly acquired tariffs. But what's also going to hurt is we don't know what the reciprocal tariffs from Canada will be. So we don't know what they are going to put the tariff on. And they have promised what's called a tit for tat strategy. If you increase tariffs on us for $20 billion, then we are going to increase tariffs on U.S. products for $20 billion. And then we don't know which products they're going to pick. So it could be maple syrup. It could be anything. We don't know what those products are going to be.
How much will a breakdown in talks like this surrounding tariffs linger going forward?
I think it would linger for a very long time for some of these. That if they break down and don't get a deal before January 1st, I studied the auto sector, so I'm more concerned for the auto, for what's happening. And that would be massive, because we have the GM Tonawanda powertrain plant sending engines up to Canada. We have the Ford stamping plant sending a lot of their stamped parts to Oakville, Ontario, for that assembly plant. And if there's a 50% tariff, would they still get those products? Would they still ship them there? Or would they do something else? It's a big impact for a lot of different products. And the 50% on steel can hurt as well. So it's Every time you raise prices, it hurts the pocketbook of the average consumer. The tariffs are paid by the people who buy the products.
Do you feel that the January 1st date is sort of a deadline to come back from any of these breakdowns and produce positive talks? I mean, is there any sort of way that the U.S. and Canada at this point can come back from these breakdown and talks, other than, you know, seeing a change of administration in Washington or something drastic like that?
I think that there's been several examples where Trump has changed his mind on tariffs or changed his mind on what he's negotiated. And I think that's what they refer to as saber rattling. For right now, they're making these big ominous threats, and they will try to scare people to say, yes, you better agree to this. And then at the last minute, they will change. It happens in negotiations between union and management all the time. There's always the threats, and we're going out on strike. And then you'll find out at the last minute, at midnight, they make a deal. Because sometimes it's just trying to put your best case forward, or your hardest or toughest case forward. And I think that's what's likely to happen for the tariffs between the U.S. and Canada. I don't really think they should, and I'm hoping they won't, jeopardize the long-term trade relationship we have between the U.S. and Canada.
Very good, Art. Is there anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
I don't panic until it's actually implemented. So the threat between what's going to happen between now and January 1st is not as scary to me, because I think there's still time, and I think there will be some maneuvering before Christmas time comes around.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.